Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. 10:56 a.m. Central Standard on a Thursday? Yep, Thursday, 11/5/2020. This is your host, Val. Awesome Day on Purpose is the book that we're reading, page 5 on November 5. Let's jump right in. I'm feeling good. Every hour, the heavens and universe marvel at how the mom of the earth, the energetically feminine, continues to give and show up to nurture others and themselves without fail. Let's in turn celebrate ourselves and each other for the dynamic life we've already manifested in the face of trials and the awesome task of raising the vibration on the earth vibration of love. Let's pause for a moment and recognize our worth. Okay. Striving shows worth. Desperation shows worth. It shows something is worth fighting for. It has taken grit and wit to get this far, and we haven't stopped yet. And I don't plan on it. Oh, I had a yucky morning, sure. I feel like giving up, sure. I don't even know what that really means, though. So don't quit being yourself. Believe in yourself. I said it out loud. It's not that I don't believe in myself, but sometimes we need to hear it. Anyway. As we are grateful for the existing awe of days gone, we expand our consciousness towards upward and onward things. If you aren't already, it is time to become your greatest cheerleader and exercise the same contagious cheering spirit for others. Watch your world light up in ways unimaginably positive and fluid. Life gets easier when we expect the ebb and flow instead of fighting against it. As you wake up to new possibilities, the old, stubborn, unrealized goals tend to sneak up and bite you with a chunk of success. See that dichotomy there? When you wake up to new possibilities, old, stubborn, unrealized goals, the ones that just seem not to move and go forward, they seem to just sneak up and poof, they're right there with a big chunk of success. I had that happen literally in the last 12 to 24 hours. The unexpected check comes. I'm looking for that one. Unexpected check comes in the mail, or a friend calls to reconcile after you release the negative energy you were feeling. The positive side effects are inevitable when our sights are set on the higher principles of surrendering to purpose, not just objectives. Learn the intended character lesson, and the rewards of tangible outcomes are yours as the trophy. I like that. So learn the lesson, learn the character lesson. That tells you a lot right there. Sometimes this new information, this information age, isn't giving people concrete, applicable directives. And so look for character lessons. Look for integrity lessons, ways to integrate all of your lives, all of your different parts. And then the tangible outcome, that's your trophy. That's your show, not tell. You know, people will ask you. So, again, that happened just literally a few hours ago. Wow moments are now moments, built and hidden within every mundane activity. Wow moments are now moments, built and hidden within every mundane activity, world activity. I see a typo. Anyway, I'm not going to get stuck on my typo. We are experiencing life in a constant stream tied to the illusion of movement. It's easy to panic amid a transition if we take our focus off the spirit that knows all that is within us. I'm going to have to finish this paragraph right here because it goes on to page 6. Distraction shifts focus. Distraction shifts focus. Focus shifts thoughts, and thoughts are interpreted by our feelings. Feelings then subsequently grip our actions and steer them on the road to wrong way. Consequent struggles ensue, and positive productivity stops in our minds like a scratch vinyl record stuck in a groove. Yeah. So we have to find out what to do about that. Analytics start to set in, and before you realize it, you're stuck in an unwanted emotional theme expressed by recurring circumstances. Blah, blah, blah. But how did we get there? From getting off of our focus by not using our creativity to steer us in the direction that we want to go and stay in. So if you feel like you're off track, if you feel like you're not getting through in the areas that you want, make sure that you haven't made the goal too big. The goal itself can stay the same. Let's say you want to change the world and you want to positively impact people. So then make the world be one person. Make the world be yourself. So the moment that you act, you say, okay, I'm changing my world. And then the moment that you respond positively to, let's say, a stranger, then you've just changed at least one more world. Now, you know you're making them feel better, and they are going to take that positive contagion to their home, family, places of influence. But you directly, direct message, direct energy, direct motive, went to impact two people at that point. You and someone else. That's all it takes, because it is viral. We live in a social world, period. And now we can connect faster and more effective than ever, but it doesn't mean we're using it effectively. So that's what we want to do. We want to make sure we're using these social media tools very effectively to express ourselves in our most positive light. Even if we are asking for help, we want to be specific. We want to have a measurable goal. Hey, I've got this situation, putting it out there in the universe. And the universe is social media right now. That's where our power is, in each other's experiences. Well, this is good, folks. And so when you look for answers, we look for them in books. Again, we have social media platforms, which can be convoluted. Or find a book that you believe in and still keep an open mind that this is one author, or this is an author who's bringing his or her perspective and interpretation. And then that was still even edited and reduced by, you know, their team, most likely. So look at your life the same way. You've been orchestrating a productive life. You've come to a place where you have finally, because of circumstances, situations, or whatever, you are now taking a closer look. You're being forced to take a really hard look at your life. And you may not like everything that you see, or it may put you into a panic. Whatever be the case, if you are able to find this Valcast, I'm here to tell you there is help. And as crappy as I was feeling this morning, and doomy gloomy and papa and poo poo, it can change in a matter of thought. And it doesn't always have to come from outside. Sometimes it helps, but you have to at least be willing to change. I've read other people's responses about positive thinking, and they're kind of still, you know, stuck in the hole, you know, don't say that about depressed people, you know, that you could just change your thoughts, you know, that's dangerous to say things like that. And, you know, again, they defend those who may not be able to articulate or defend themselves. It is overwhelming. It is a very serious condition to be depressed. Yet and still, you have to be willing to open up to new ideas. If you are not happy, or if you're not content, if you don't want to stay in a depressed state, you have to be open. And you can't knock down every option that someone gives you. And so understand that emotions and hormones are used to being kicked off during the day, then that's what we call an addiction. And so you can be addicted to depression. You could be addicted to a chemical response. When something comes up, you go down. And so finding out where that behavior pattern started can be very helpful. And most psychologists direct you to do such. I don't believe that's the only way, though. I believe identifying right then that this is a pattern, this is something that I don't choose to have. Depression is a feeling that can be moved through and worked through like anything else. And if you believe that, or if you're even willing to believe it, then you're on the track to creative energy. Otherwise, you're talking about that feminine energy, you're barren. You're sterile if you're not producing the kind of creative juice and the kind of, success that you want. All right? So you have to be willing. At first, there has to be a willing mind. There has to be a willing heart. And so I know my feelings can vacillate from day to day. So as much as I've come to a place of, okay, I'm right back at this feeling, though. I don't like this one. It seems that I can't shake it. I mean, I can shake it and it comes back. So acknowledging that, yes, it can get harder. It can get more challenging. However, I refuse to allow that feeling to be the last thought. I refuse to allow that because I know I have better knowledge. There are people that have overcome depression because of, you know, finances or relationships or what have you, sickness. It does not matter what area it has manifested. That is up to you. Life takes the path of least resistance. Challenges take the path of least resistance. And after it has consumed your mind, your thoughts and feelings and chemical reactions, then it shuts down the physical body. And so if you didn't run from it, if you didn't flight from it, then you're going to fight. And if you don't fight, then you're going to fake it. You're going to become possum. You're going to become paralyzed. Analysis of paralysis of analysis. And so having other people in the world, you don't have to just rely on close friends and family. We have public access now. We have Wi-Fi access to people that have testimonies, have testaments of overcoming, have victory stories of getting through their situation without harsh chemicals and drugs and things of that nature, or getting off of those things. Some people even spontaneously. I'll just give you one name. Joe Dispenza on YouTube. Again, he was on the Law of Attraction movie/documentary. And he's one that talks about that epigenetics and him. I said one name, so I'm going to give you Joe Dispenza. Dispenza is spelled D-I-S-P-E-N-Z-A. So winding this thing down, you've got enough to get you going. I love you. Feel free to support this radio station, this Blog Talk Radio. Go Ask Val. $GoAskVal is my Cash App. If you want to give my PayPal, it's Valerie_Jeff@hotmail.com. I don't always put it in the description, but please do know that life runs off of funds still. And I love you. And I appreciate everything. And I will see you on the other side. Goodbye for now. go as Val.